It's All Things Considered from NPR News. Yesterday morning, at the time of the attacks in New York, the Moran Towing Company had 9 tugboats at work in the waters off Lower Manhattan. The tugboat pilots spend their days pushing barges and helping larger vessels into their berths along the Hudson River. Yesterday, the Coast Guard called Moran asking for help. Gregory McGinty is vice president of Moran.
Basically, Coast Guard put out a call and asked for resources. We dispatched all the boats to Lower Manhattan, and we began to ferry people off of the southern part of Manhattan over to Brooklyn, New Jersey, and over to Staten Island.
So the boats are then available. The Coast Guard wants you to help. What could you do initially?
What we did is we went over. There were people, I guess the southern tip of Manhattan was fairly, was pretty much of a war zone, and people were started to look to jump into the water. So initially we were just picking people off the Battery and some of the seawalls. Most of the work, though, went over to different landing sites where we could pick people up and then load them onto the tugs one at a time, take maybe 75 to 100 people to Brooklyn, Staten Island, New Jersey, wherever.
You say people were jumping into the water. Why?
I think initially there was some concern that there was no place safe on the southern tip of Manhattan. Wasn't much. They were getting panicky, though, and the tugs were there, and they started to take them aboard.
And how long did that go on?
The boats were released about 10 o'clock last night. We probably transported, the number we're using here in operations, about 5,000 people.
It is an undertaking for a captain. Is there a mate on board to help
there's
out?
There's a mate also. There are 5 men on our boats, captain, the mate, 2 deckhands, and an engineer.
And how long did this go on, transferring people yesterday?
Virtually from about 10:30, 11 o'clock through, we were released at about 10 o'clock. 3 of the boats were then assigned to ferry garbage scows. This is the famous or infamous Fresh Kills landfill that has recently been closed. There are about 100 plus sand scows or sanitation scows that used to be used to shift garbage from marine transfer stations in New York down to Fresh Kills, and they were available, so city asked us to begin to shuttle them back to Manhattan so they could use them to fill to move the rubble.
And today, what have your boats been doing?
Today we were assigned, they asked us to have 3 boats available to move bodies to New Jersey and Staten Island.
How's that been going?
There have been some moves. Not as much as we expected, nor I think the city expected.
When your captains came to work this morning, how did you present that challenge to them?
The city, they talked with us last night, and we actually talked to the captains last night, and we asked our men whether they would be willing to do that service, and if not, we would try to work around their schedules and find the guys that would be willing to do it. Without fail, they all said, sure, not a problem. Whatever we can do. And they've stood up and they've done a great job.
Mr. McGinty, thank you for talking with us.
You're welcome.
From Staten Island, Gregory McGinty, Vice President of Moran Towing.